USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Special Counsel John Durham, the federal prosecutor assigned during the Trump administration to investigate the origins of the now-proven lie, Russia collusion investigation. The case to a grand jury against cybersecurity attorney Michael Sesman for allegedly providing a false statement to the FBI that Democrats ran with for years must come as soon as possible as the statute of limitations runs out this weekend. An earthquake destroyed houses, killed some people, and injured dozens of others Thursday in southwest China's Sichuan province. Rescue work was underway following the magnitude 6.0 earthquake. It struck at 4:33 a.m. Sichuan time. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appeared to support General Mark Milley, excusing his possible treason as acceptable in the context of this period and time in history. Milley is accused of undermining Trump with his own liberal ideology, following orders from Nancy Pelosi instead of the commander-in-chief. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Several United States gymnastic athletes testified before a Senate panel on Wednesday. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing on Wednesday regarding former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar's abuse of athletes and the FBI's inaction when the allegations were brought to the agency in 2015. U.S. Olympic gymnast Allie Raisman, who was one of Nassar's victims, accuses former USA Gymnastics CEO and President Steve Penney of coordinating with the FBI to cover up allegations against Nassar.
The day of my interview, Steve Penney flew to the Olympic Training Center, and he made sure I was aware he was there. I felt pressured by the FBI to consent to Nassar's plea deal. The agent diminished the significance of my abuse and made me feel my criminal case wasn't worth pursuing.
This is USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Saturday Night Live alumni and stand-up comedian Jim Brewer has canceled shows in Michigan and New Jersey because the venues required all attendees to be vaccinated from COVID-19. Mr. Brewer on Fox News says he took it personal when Biden finger-wagged unvaccinated Americans.
When our leader put that out there and pointed the finger like we're the demons, I'm not vaccinated. I had COVID. You're not going to tell me about my body. I know my body. I know my morals. I know my faith. You don't come telling me and threaten me and everyone else as if we're the demons. I have 2 close friends right now, fully vaccinated, and they got COVID, and they're both sick. So this is not about safety, because if it was, you'd just like you said, and I said in my video, eat more fruit. Take care of your body. Go to the gym. I've been saying that forever. You would have thought I called people savages for doing that.
The chaos at the border continues. Dan Naraki explains.
Border Patrol agents on the southern border encountered more than 208,000 illegal migrants in the month of August, a slight drop from a 21-year high in July. But it was still the second straight month that more than 200,000 migrants were stopped by agents. Many were quickly returned to Mexico under Trump-era rules implemented to control the spread of COVID, but unaccompanied minors are not being turned away. Nearly 19,000 were taken into custody last month.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.